shout hallelujah every day.
Salt has no need to look like other ingredients. Salt doesn't send out aroma like other seasonings, but without it, the soup is tasteless and incomplete. Welcome to your one-stop daily devotional and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, we take our reading of the Holy Bible this morning from the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verses 13. The Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Child of God, let's go to the School of Wisdom today to learn something new. Your job isn't to get everyone to like or to love you. Jesus says you are the salt of the earth. He didn't say that you are the sugar of the earth. You are to season, not to sweeten. You are to preserve, not to be a temporary sucker. Child of God, you are to enable, not to disable lives. God has placed you in that life, in that family, in that friendship, in that position, in that organization, in that nation for a purpose. You are the salt of the earth, a transformer, a light, an inspirer, and of course, a change agent after the order of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, all of creation waits with eager longing for God to reveal His children. In other words, the world awaits the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Men and women of true impact don't fight for position, visibility, recognition, accolade, appearance, or celebration. Their results speak for them, not propaganda. I repeat, men and women of great and true impact don't fight for position. I repeat, men and women of true impact don't fight for position, visibility, recognition, accolade, appearance, or celebration. Their results speak for them, not propaganda. Salt maintains its integrity in the midst of every form of pollution. Have you seen where a salt buyer demands to taste it before buying? Of course, the answer is no. Why? Because salt has proved its integrity over ages gone by. Listen to me, child of God. Is your life like salt to the earth or an insult? Insult is a question mark, but salt is an answer to give good taste to any matter. The easiest and only way salt can lose its taste is when it mixes with too much of anything. So watch your association with people. Watch the quality of friends you keep. Keep a distance from those without noble values, noble characters. Salt is very precious and should not be wasted. You must learn to stay pure. Maintain your dignity. If one day we are all allowed to put our problems on the table and exchange them, I'm quite sure after a few minutes, everyone will silently take back their own and leave the table. There's no such thing like a perfect life. Nobody has it all together. Just as our faces are different, so are the challenges that we face. Never be envious of what someone else has. You don't know the price they paid to get it and the price they are paying to keep it. Not all that glitter is gold. Child of God, while you are discreetly wishing to be like someone else, someone also is seriously praying for that life you take for granted. Some want to be exactly like you. Yes, they want to be like you. So you see, at times the people you envy are actually wishing they could have the life you have. Be contented and cherish what you have. You can be anything you want to be. Just don't be an ingrate, because ingratitude is one thing that isn't good. Never conspire to bring other people down. If God is with such person that you're trying to bring down, that man or that woman you are working or conspiring against, then you may just be in danger of fighting God. So, child of God, be wise and choose your battles. God bless you and all yours. God increase you always. God endow you with divine wisdom. God advertise you above your peers. You are blessed today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those celebrating birthdays and special memorials and, of course, anniversaries today. God bless and bless your celebration with remarkable good things in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, before we call it today, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more details and information about Hallelujah Every Day. Thanks for listening. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day, and remember, God loves you. See you tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.